Mark, a large 5-1 victory. I think as the goals went in, as the scoreline increased, your players looked as though they were enjoying that in the end. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think it's a fair comment. I mean, you know, we're a semi-professional football club. They work, everybody goes to work during the week, and weekends is football. And, you know, Heybridge Swifts is a good place to be at the moment. We've got a great squad. We've rotated a little bit today to save a few legs for Monday, and it's worked out in our favour.
How far will of today have come for match fitness for the players with all the weather interruptions?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's their first game for 10 days. Before that, we played one game in 10 days, so we've played two games in 20 days. And with the weather like it is, we've struggled to get outside and train. We've done plenty of gym work and that, but it's not, you know, it's not fitness for football. To get out there and knock the ball about would have done us a great stead, you know. And the more games we play now, the fitter we obviously get for the end of the season.
And some decent goals out there. And again, the ability to spread them amongst the team. And it looked like it was important to have Michael Cheek back in the side as well.
Yeah. His first start for around about 8 or 9 games, obviously, through injury. But he has played 3 games, 3 lots of half an hour. And again, a 10-day break won't have done him any harm at all. And obviously he's come back fitter and stronger. There's no problems with his hamstring, so it's, you know, it's a great addition to the squad to have him back. Proved today that over the last 8 or 9 games, I think we're 9 games unbeaten, so we haven't lost without him, but maybe struggled a little bit going forward without him.
And how important was it to have TJ back in the side as well after his work commitments?
Yeah, after his work commitments. He's got great energy, great engine, he gets about people. Tremendous to have him back. I mean, obviously work comes first. He didn't want to go away for a month, but he had to. He's back. We did fill the gap for a little bit with Maxi, but obviously we've had to let Maxi go. TJ coming back, so great energy, great legs in there, and somebody get about people.
I think it's 32 goals for Luke Callender. He's got every chance of getting very close to the 40 mark by the end of the season. You wouldn't have predicted that at the start of the season, would you? I mean, for a lot of strikers, they aim for 20 in a season, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a good side. To score 29 league goals with eight games left is a tremendous feat. But, you know, personally, like Luke Callender, going for the golden boot, like ourselves, want to get ourselves in the playoff. Neither the club or Luke Callender are not quite there yet, so there's more to do.
You took Rhys Morgan off early with a knock. How is he in relation to Monday, or do you think you'll make a few changes for Monday?
Yeah, you know, I've had a word with the players today. We've made a couple or one additional signing who wasn't involved today, so we've got a squad of 20 for the rest of the season. Now, it's going to be very difficult for some because they're going to get left out. We're going to rotate. Today was the start of a game of 5 games in 8 days for us. So, you know, what we tend to do is pick teams for those games and what we can think we can get with. Squad rotation will happen this week, and I don't think you won't see 3 or 4 sides be the same. That will change from one game to the next for the next week. And then obviously it settles down. We've just got the 4 games left in the week then.
Rhys Dogg coming in from Sudbury. Why Rhys? What is it about him that you've wanted within your side?
Yeah, well, I mean, Rhys is probably the best utility player in this league. Stands over 6 foot tall. He's got a great engine. He scores goals and can play anywhere down the middle. So, you know, we could use him at centre-half, centre-midfield, or as an emergency striker up front. It's a great addition to our squad. You know, and yet again, that would improve us.
Massive game Monday. Maldon and Tiptree are more than wobbling. How do you see Monday? Because local pride at stake as well. You got the victory over them on Boxing Day, which was their first defeat. Monday, huge game for both sides. But perhaps Greys have got one hand on the title now, and it's all about finishing within the playoff positions.
Yeah, I mean, what other clubs are doing is, you know, obviously I like to see, but I don't want that to affect what we do and what we finish in the season. So,
we've just been soaked.
So, you know, I want to finish in the playoffs on our own merit and not somebody else's. And obviously, if we get that playoff spot. We want to go a step further and get promoted.